Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Globalization is a defining feature of the 21st century, but is it an entirely new development? Anne Gerritsen, associate professor of history at the University of Warwick, explains why the process may have been underway for longer than we think.
Global historians have long argued about when exactly the economic and cultural connections between disparate parts of the world increased to such an extent that one can begin to speak of globalization. Perhaps the most persuasive arguments have been made by those who see globalization emerging in Europe around 1500. My research on the porcelain production center of Jingdezhen in southern China shows it was by no means a uniquely European invention. Around 1500, the Jingdezhen potters manufactured goods destined for consumers not only in China, but throughout the world. By 1520, the Portuguese too were able to put in orders with the Jingdezhen potters. Foreign delegations to the Chinese court were strictly limited, and foreign merchants were not allowed to enter freely. So how did 16th century Chinese potters tailor their production processes to different market demands? There are a number of scenarios. One is that the Portuguese, based in Macau, handed drawings of, for example, the Portuguese royal arms to Chinese merchants, who passed these to the workers in Jingdezhen. A ewer made in 1520 in Jingdezhen, and now in the Met in New York, shows how difficult this was. The coat of arms is depicted upside down. Another possibility was that this communication happened outside of Chinese soil in Southeast Asia, where Chinese merchants mingled with traders from all over Asia and Europe. Early Dutch orders for specific styles of cups and bowls were likely conveyed to the Chinese merchants in Batavia, now Jakarta in Indonesia. Either way, the ability of the manufacturers in 16th century Jingdezhen to tap into global demands shows that globalization is neither very recent nor uniquely Western.
That was Anne Gerritsen of the University of Warwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.